Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, the traitor, Trent Lott, is saying they're going to, quote, try to reel in and rein in the younger guys who are huffing and puffing against the bill and the Republican Party. Went on to say talk radio was running America. We had to deal with that problem. So he supports Hillary Clinton wanting to regulate and control it. This out of the New York Times today, because I guess they're big hoax, they're big fraud. Remember, they tried to keep the bill secret. Always a sign things may not be too good when, oh, it's not amnesty, but it's secret. Just a secret. We can't let you see it, but trust us. And then, frankly, I thought it was the old Kennedy bill. That's what I'd heard from different senators and people who'd spoken out. Turned out it was at least double worse, if that's possible. We're going to talk more about that. Tony Blair literally trying to slit the throat of England right now. He has announced that he's going to just, by executive order, hand over England to the EU under all their rules. No more free speech. He made the announcement, mainstream news. No more due process. All these new hate laws. Regulation of the web, a new taxation, but mainly it destroys British sovereignty. And, of course, now we learn it was a secret meeting at the EU that he'll be given the EU presidency out of line. It's not England's turn to get that, but it doesn't matter. They do whatever they want. It's a dictatorship. So just incredible global things happening geopolitically right now, plus tribal warfare as Palestinians slaughter each other over in the West Bank right now. It's all coming up, and I've got some news here about backlash against zero tolerance grows. But right now we have loaded phone lines. Let's take calls here. I have no idea who's been holding the longest. Let's go ahead and talk to Jesse in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. Alex, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Toronto.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My dad was in the Army. He was a filmmaker during the war. And I just want to talk to you about some of the propaganda the U.S. has been putting out trying to destroy our name.
But see, their propaganda is so slick that you and I say propaganda the U.S. is putting out. It's not the U.S. government anymore.
It's not necessarily the U.S., but it's the Illuminati, but the U.S. has a big...
I mean, let's be clear. It's us, the slaves,
yes,
that are controlled and propagandized and lied to, doing whatever we're told and believing that, that boiling water is ice cold.
Exactly. And
tell us about the propaganda.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. During the war, when the young men used to go on the buses to go to their stations, wherever they were staying at, when their families were saying goodbye to them, they would give them, for example, it was a book, and in Farsi, if you translate it in English, it says it's the key to heaven. And then when the American reporters found out, they went back to the U.S. and wrote an article in one of the...
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying. A key to heaven? What?
No, there's a book back home that they used to...
I understand, sir. How was that propaganda? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, if you let me finish, I'll tell you. When the American reporters came back to the U.S., they put an ad in, they wrote a story about how the Iranians would tell their children, go kill yourself against the enemy, go die, doesn't matter what you do, just kill yourself, kill whoever you...
Okay,
can.
Finish your story. I'm not understanding.
Yeah, and they would...
I don't understand you. I'm sorry. I just can't understand it. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Southeast Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. Happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Thank you.
I got all four of your films I just ordered, and they came in a very timely manner. I think y'all did a wonderful job of shipping them.
Well, thank you.
Terror Storm, Martial Law, American Freedom to Fascism, and all that. Before I go into my topic, how's Aaron Russo doing?
He's got cancer. He's not doing too well.
Well, I'm praying for him, sir.
Thank you.
About the Iraq war situation, from the calculations that you've been saying about they're only counting 1 out of 15 deaths, well, would you agree that the death toll is closer to probably 13 or 14,000 already?
Well, I don't know. You may have misunderstood me because I sometimes get excitable and talk so fast. What we know is that over 15,000, so that's where you got that number,
Right.
People have died, troops have died, and that's not counting contractors, that's enlisted. Over 15,000 have died. But they only count about 3,500 and what 20 something right now, because you have to die on the battlefield. If you're dying Rammstein or if you even die in the air, they don't count that as a combat casualty. They did in the past. So the numbers are fixed. And for those that don't know about this, the real lying about casualties started in Vietnam before the government was pretty honest about it. We had troops, of course, from 59 until 64 when the war never got declared, but was more official. In Vietnam, and more than 4,000 troops died, but that was a secret until about 1975 and the end of the war. Then they were admitted that, yeah, we lost more than 4,000 troops. So they're real good at it, and it's all part of the lying, yes.
Yes, and also my third topic is the situation with Ed Brown. What's the latest with that?
Well, there's really been no new developments. Ed Brown, of course, they tried to railroad him on income taxes. He and his wife have said no, they're holed up. In their home in New Hampshire, and it's got a lot of national attention, and we're just covering that as it develops. The feds haven't tried to move in and raid them again like they tried a week and a half ago. And again, the caller calling from Canada, I wasn't trying to be mean to you, sir. I just got to move quick, and maybe I'm stupid. I just couldn't understand you. And then I was trying to put another call on hold and accidentally hung up on you. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin. In Austin, Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Alex. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm right up here in Pflugerville. I was visiting my mother because of the holiday and all. And we seen a carload, two cars sitting there with Mexican flags in the back window, one in front of them, two behind them, going down the street here in front of my mother's house. Meanwhile, majority of this neighborhood is Hispanic up here, like maybe 5% white. Right here where the white people live, kind of paraded down here with Mexican music blaring louder than ever. It's the first time I've seen it. And then they looped around and came back weaving back and forth. People couldn't even get down the street, Alex. And then
you need to be arrested for hate speech, sir. It's all part of the new freedom.
Hello?
You know, you're evil. Go ahead.
Oh. Then I went up the street and I seen it again by a guy that owns a record service that we know. And they were doing it in front of his house, and they almost swerved and hit me, looked at me like I had three heads over there. And
I understand, sir. Let me be very clear about this. There is no one more Hispanic, no one more patriotic than Hispanic Americans. No one who cares about this country more than Hispanic American citizens. But the culture and the media in the U.S. and in Mexico doesn't teach Hispanics that over a third of the founders of Texas were Hispanic, or the father of Texas who wrote our Constitution was Hispanic. They don't teach that. They don't teach Santa Ana was a dictator. They don't teach that Mexico stole most of the land south of it. They teach that America took over, America's evil. The universities teach this. When I went to Anderson High, I was taken in the art class to UT with the art class to be taught that America was evil, and I spoke up, and it was shocking to the UT department. And so that's how I started. And then I found out about the Plan of San Diego. The Germans ran Mexico. Maximilian was the Austrian-Hungarian prince. That was the old name of the German Empire. And so in World War One, they had the Mexican government attack the Southwest. They killed a whole bunch of people. That's all kept very quiet, that the Germans and Mexicans attacked during World War One. That's when some of the racial tension for the first time really started in Texas. Then Hitler tried to get Mexico to attack again during World War Two, but they put so many Marines on the border that it didn't happen. It's called the Plan of San Diego. It's all kept very quiet. Mainstream history, folks. Just type Plan of San Diego in, you'll get really scary stuff. It's all right there. And in Mexico, it's very nationalistic, very anti-America, and that's why the government is racing, this government, to get rid of the borders, to get the amnesty now, because they know there's only a matter of time till the illegals are going to riot in major cities. They do it in Mexico all the time, and burn down large sections of the U.S., then they'll have trouble getting amnesty after that. So they're racing to get it, and then they'll use the burning down as a means to get a police state going in the U.S. We'll come back, take more of your calls, stay with me.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All I'm doing is being honest here about what's happening in the world. And I'm here to tell you that Mexico is extremely corrupt. Its people are extremely nationalistic. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing. Americans aren't anymore. We've been all trained as Americans, regardless of what color we are, to be namby-pamby, limp-wristed, political weaklings. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I remember about 10 years ago when they had Mexican Independence Day downtown, I'd be down there. It was more than 10 years ago. When was I parking cars? 14 years ago. as a valet. And I didn't know about any of this stuff. A couple summers I did that in college, make good money. And my God, I was down there twice when there'd be Mexican Independence Day. I mean, wildly waving flags, parades, screaming gringo, this and that, just frothing with hate of America. And I would go, whoa, man, what's this? And but it's perfect. It's like it's a big secret. Nobody's supposed to know. And Time Magazine's got its cover about, well, I guess it is amnesty and it makes sense. And, oh, it's a sweet little worker who wants to be friendly. And I'm sorry, folks. They haven't been gelded like we have down in Mexico. Americans used to be for America. But now, I mean, frankly, a majority of these newcomers from Mexico, and a lot of them from other Latin American countries, they'll tell you right out they hate this country. My wife speaks fluent Spanish. I remember about 5-6 years ago, she'd go, aren't you being a little hard on the air? And I go, honey, go look at these websites. And she was like, my God, they say they're going to kill everyone. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, now she's like, look at that grocery store. It says La Reconquista. This is Mexico. Look at that. It says this. She lived in Spain all those years. She's like, listen to this radio. The name of the radio station is the invader. The name of the radio station is the ruler. The name of the radio station is the Mexican race. And I mean, you can go translate this stuff, and it's, we are the supreme. I mean, they had Gus Garcia, the mayor, before he left, I have this on video, had a city proclamation saying that Mexicans are the superior master race, a god race mixed with aliens. Okay, that's what they had. They had a, and I have it on video, they had a city function. Where they called in these people in Aztec outfits, and they declared Mexicans the cosmic race. And then you go read what the cosmic race is, and it is the god race of the La Reconquista de Aztlan. And you go read that plan, and it says, you gonna die, boy! And I'm sitting here, I'm supposed to go, oh, yes, kill me! Oh, America's bad! Oh, I support Tom DeLay and George Bush, get rid of my borders. It's not an amnesty. And I'm supposed to sit here and play along with it. So, yes, sir, you say you're up outside Austin and there's drunk illegal aliens running around waving Mexican flags. We've all seen it. Anybody who says they haven't seen it on the highway or anywhere else, and then don't worry, they don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to do nothing. They can be aggravated felons. They can rob banks, whatever. They now get legalized in this bill. You don't believe me? Just go read the bill. Just go read it for your. But see, they know. You Americans don't know the three branches of government on average. They don't know who their governors are. They don't know who the representatives are. They don't know what a Shiite versus a Sunni is. That's why they can call Shiites Al-Qaeda when that's like Jesus versus the devil, complete opposites. I mean, they just treat you like you're complete morons, and they're using a nationalistic third world country, the second most corrupt nation on earth. A nation that has two animals killing each other on the front of it. There's no flag like that. I'm sorry. I'm just beginning to recognize these things. Probably one of the most nationalistic nations in the world. I mean, there's no problem merging with the Canadians. They've got the same culture, the same history. The Mexicans want to destroy America. I'm talking about the illegal alien Mexicans. They hate this country with an absolute passion. And I'm supposed to buy into the media lie that, oh, they're these sweet little people that love us and they want to help us. Pure bull. And I'm supposed to sit here and watch the mayor, the former mayor, when he was mayor, sit there and declare them the cosmic race. What do you think La Raza means? You know what their motto is? For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Did you know that if you can translate that into an exact Hitler speech and the different derivations of Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer? I mean, I'm hearing people actually with Hitler quotes turned around for their group, and I'm supposed to sit here and take it. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of all the scum yuppies that run this country. I hate your guts. And I hate all the stinking, fake, yellow-bellied, scumbag Republicans that love killing this country. And all the weak, bug-eyed, twit liberals. All a bunch of weak chicken neck scum running this country into the ground. You don't know history. You don't know nothing. They've blown out our dollar. They've already tanked our sovereignty. The country's already gone. You fools. And you don't even know it. But this amnesty bill will put us that much deeper into the pit of hell with no chance of digging our way out. And I gotta sit here as an American and watch illegal aliens who hate our country running all over us with that stupid twit president that runs absolutely nothing and that bug-eyed scumbag, that piece of filth. Ugh, I hate him, and I hate Bill Clinton, and I hate the Rothschilds, and I hate David Rockefeller, and I hate Karl Rove, that little twit. They think it's funny. They think it's cute to kill this country. They think it's funny to build nothing but prisons everywhere and brainwash our children. I don't think it's funny. Let's talk to Rodney. Rodney in Austin, Texas, you're on the air.
And thanks for taking my call. I got three things I want to say. Number one, the Operation Wetback that Eisenhower initiated, wasn't that in direct response to what you were talking about with Hitler getting the
message? Yes, yes. The Hitler tried to launch the attack. They did kill some people. It's kept very quiet. I have the San Diego newspapers. And, yeah, Hitler had his people attack with the Mexicans, and that's why Eisenhower launched it.
But you see, when I read this article about expatriation of Mexicans back to California and them also being given restitution for what Eisenhower did, they never mentioned the fact that many of those people that Eisenhower sent back to Mexico were people who were involved in
the Germans ran Mexico until right after 1870.
Okay. Now, my second point is you were talking about the high number of illegals that have been involved in traffic fatalities, drunken driving. Well, wasn't it just two years ago that the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, while he was out gallivanting around on his motorcycle, was struck by a drunk Mexican?
Well, here's the deal. You used to have a lot of drunk Americans, too, but we've been conditioned not to do it, and that's good. And I've seen the statistics in North Carolina alone. What was it? The illegal aliens are eight times more involved per capita.
Yeah.
Eight times more. That was in the news. The state police released it. Right. They're literally above the law.
My final point, Alex, is they had this.
It's not me playing that, you guys.
Anti-amnesty bill.
No. This is our new national anthem. Go ahead and play it. We'll play it out of here. That's what we should play. Death to America! That's the good thing now. All right, that was enjoyable. We're going to go to break here? All right. This is Insane Asylum Day, ladies and gentlemen. You want Rodney? I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you. Okay?
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, that was after Eisenhower became president, but it was because he remembered the two attacks by Mexico for the army of Germany. Boy, they want to keep that quiet.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutrimedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Do you know that you can do a solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Wow, I went so crazy last segment. I think I caused the computer system to melt down in there. We're back live. Seriously, folks, that's how I feel inside. If I just coldly, calmly read about how Germany attacked us through Mexico twice and how Mexico has giant parades and Vicente Fox a couple years ago came down and rode his horse along the border and, you know, to officiate that he's going to attack and take over America. And the Mexican president before him said this is Mexico and they're taking it over. And it's all a big joke, and we just sit here like a bunch of chicken necks, not supposed to talk about it, not supposed to deal with it. Then we're supposed to believe Bush and the Democrats saying it's not amnesty, and I've got the bill right here in front of me. In fact, I'm going to do this right now, and I promise I'm going to Rodney, Alex, Lindsay, John. John, real soon, he's been holding a long time from British Columbia. Jeffrey in Michigan, too. I'll go to those two guys after I finish up with Rodney. But I'm not going to spend all day reading these. These are Senator Sessions' list. He gives a subsection and a link to the bill where you can read it. He even has the word for word out of the bill. 20 loopholes in the Senate immigration bill. Loophole 1, legal status before enforcement. And you come and you instantly get a Social Security card with no checking who your identity is. That means you can get multiple ones. And you get instant welfare, instant Social Security card. I'm not kidding. Legal status before enforcement. Loophole 2, U.S. visit, exit not in trigger. You don't have to leave and then come back to be able to do it. Loophole number 3. Now, remember, this is an amnesty. Well, in a way, it's not. It's a pardon is what it is. Loophole 3, trigger requirement, no more agents, beds, or fencing, the current law. It actually cuts back on the number of Border Patrol, but it doesn't matter if you have the actual subsection. Just stick a W sticker on your car and just go, I'm good, it ain't true. Here's another one. Loophole 4, 3 additional years worth of illegal aliens granted status, treated preferentially to legal filers. Legal filers got to still pay all the thousands of dollars and spend years and years. Anyone who is here now gets to stay and never come back and check in for 12 years, and anyone for 3 more years can do that. with no evidence of when they came in or left. Loophole 5, completion of background checks not required for a probationary legal status. See, I'm kind of jumping ahead there. Loophole 6, some child molesters are still eligible. And really, he should do a whole subsection just on aggravated felons, because the section actually says aggravated felons are allowed to become citizens and stay here. And that means armed stuff. That means violence. That's raping children, robbing banks. Of course, I remember the Washington Post happily reporting 5 years ago they're hiring illegal alien aggravated felons for the Army. They'll take orders and shoot at American citizens. They're going to be, Santa Fe says they're going to hire illegal aliens as cops. You starting to figure this out, folks? You'll find out soon enough, all of you out there. And then you'll remember what I said. Then you'll be screaming and yelling. Loophole 6, some child molesters are still eligible. Loophole 7, terrorism connections allowed. Good moral character not required. I'm not kidding. Section 204S2611, this is Senator Sessions, subsections, reporting on it. It says that you're allowed to, it goes on, loophole 8, gang members are eligible. It says you can be an admitted MS-13 or other hardcore gang member. It's absolutely fine. Loophole 9. And again, it is a racial gang, folks. It's about Raza. Raza! Race, man. It's Raza power! Shaved heads, whole nine yards, Heil Hitler. Most of them don't even know that, though, that it was all German run. They don't even know, folks. It is. It's like a little leftover that Germany gave us. Little friendly thing. Again, the average person's laughing right now. Type the Treaty of San Diego into Google. Type Germany ran Mexico. Type it in. You'll find out. Loophole 9. Absconders are eligible. It says you could have been catch and release where they say, okay, you were drunk driving, but you got to come to this court date, whatever fake name they give. It just says you're allowed to have absconded and run away from whatever you want. Now, you or I abscond from a drunk driving deal. They'll come to our house with a SWAT team and kill you and your whole family if they get in the way and shoot your chihuahua while they're at it. And I've been to houses where the Austin SWAT team shot small dogs. Okay? You're going to die because you're the slave. You're designated as the morons because you are. You deserve it. So do I. We're all scum. All right, anyways, we got to admit how pathetic we are and grow backbones again and get mad. You know, the biggest thing I found out a week ago, because it was in a bunch of mainstream news articles, is the only reason AP reported it. I didn't know the Pentagon. I knew 20-plus% of the Army was illegal alien legalized, and I knew about 15% of the Marines were. But I knew they'd opened giant recruiting stations 5 years ago from Mexico City to Manila, Philippines, to Eastern Europe. But I didn't know that the military was spending tens of millions and it asked defense contractors to lobby to get the immigration reform bill, the End of America bill, passed. That is treason, folks. It's not our military brass. They're all CFR. They're all globalists. The head of the Naval War College, Thomas Barnett, admits they work for the New World Order, says they work for Wall Street. I mean, our military is lobbying, it said, in the AP to get rid of the borders, to bring in more foreigners, to get their quotas met on recruitment. I mean, you couldn't make that up. I remember talking to old special forces officers who were retired 15 years ago when I was waking up going, I saw plans to bring in the Latin Americans to rule over us. I was classified under PDD 25, and I'd be like, oh, sure you did. And now I'm seeing it all happen. And I'm looking at my family going, my God, I can't believe this is happening. And I talk to everybody in the military, and they go, yeah, we're on bases. And, like, half of the people there are Latin American or Eastern Bloc now, and they got their own leaders in there. And I got video of them doing house-to-house gun confiscation drills. Loophole 9, absconders are eligible. Oh, no, this isn't amnesty. This is a total pardon. Total end of the country. Learning English not required for a decade. Loophole 11, earned income tax credit will cost taxpayers. Loophole 12, affidavits from friends accepted as evidence that they have been in the country previously. Loophole 13, taxpayer-funded legal counsel and arbitration to help them get their citizenship. Loophole 14, and in-state tuition and student loans at a rate higher than U.S. citizens. I mean, there's nothing they will do. How they humiliate us, man. And the people just love it. The illegals are going to get more in-state tuition at higher rates than citizens. Man.
Nuestra diversidad le da a teas nueva vitalidad. Nueva energía.
Yeah, that's GW. I mean, it's so much fun. I mean, and they're proud of it. Gutting America is a lot of fun, folks. Loophole of 50. Oh, by the way, type into YouTube. I meant to play it a few weeks ago because they're saying, well, don't worry, Gordon Brown, the conservative, may save England from Blair handing him over to the EU. But I got Gordon Brown saying he'll do it on tape and saying he's for a New World Order. Just type Gordon Brown, New World Order into YouTube, listeners. Type Gordon Brown, New World Order quote into YouTube, and he says it like 10 times in the speech. It'll be about a 3-minute clip. I meant to give that to you, and I forgot. Loophole 15, inadequacy of merit system. Goes on. Loophole 16, visas for individuals that plan to overstay. Loophole 17, chain migration crippled before eliminated to 11. You're allowed to bring 11 family members who are allowed to bring 11 themselves. And by the way, you're instantly allowed to do it. You instantly get a Social Security card. Under any name you wish. No verification. And then the cops will pull me over and want to search my car looking for schmack and flake their bosses shipped in when I don't use your trash. And on TV, they're pushing every type of drug you can imagine on the children. It's hilarious. But all you scum out there think you can just let this happen and your bank accounts are going to be safe. And no, you're all going to get sucked dry by it, all you yuppies and scum that went along with this. Loophole 18, back taxes not required. It says that you for 5 years are not for any back taxes. You are forgiven any taxes you didn't pay as an illegal working in this country. Go read it for yourself, folks. No work histories need to be given. Loophole 20, criminal fines not proportional to conduct. And it says that it's really loopholes. Nobody has to pay a fine. Oh, okay. Let's go back to Rodney real fast, and I'll get to everybody else. I promise we'll get to everybody at least who's holding. Oh, here we go to break again. Rodney, real fast, take us out to break.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, how do you have a rational discussion with people who said that they don't think a fence needs to be built at the border because we might need to get out one day?
Well, you know, that's pure bull, ladies and gentlemen. You already can't get out. They've put up borders so you can't get out on all the highways, part of FEMA takeover plan. And no, they're killing this country, period, and they love it. We'll be right back. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And that was Gordon Brown a few weeks ago. He's going to be the new prime minister. And all these conservatives in England are going, he'll save us from the new world order. Actually, you have articles. He'll stop Blair from handing us over to Europe, taking all of our freedoms there. Get them, Brown, get them. He's literally saying, I'm taking everything, taking everyone's DNA at birth, arresting you for anything, massive tax increases, total control. Same thing here. It's not amnesty. It's the end of your country, you fool. That's what the New World Order is. It's like the death of the old, the birth of the new. It's the end of all of our sovereignties and global corporations ruling us with total taxation, total police state. And they say that's what it is. Do you understand me? Quick plug, and I'm going to go through a gamut of 6-7 final calls here. I'm having a sneak peek. Endgame, which is the plan for world government, the plan for mass extermination of the population. Yes, I've documented it. It's my film coming out in a few months. I'm going to show an hour of it. It's unfinished, but it's getting close. It's a two-hour film. I'm going to show an hour of it Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Just sneak peek. And I'm going to show a sneak peek. It hadn't been released yet. Of Terror Storm Final Cut, the second edition is coming out right now. Incredible. It's about 30 minutes of that. And I'm going to give a speech and some other surprises. So get your tickets at the Alamo Draft House website. They will go fast. I've never had a show there that hasn't showed out, that sold out. We've had 9 in a row before sell out. Yeah, it's currently on sale. You can go to Infowars.com. I think it'll link through. But I know you can go to the Alamo Draft House website and get that there. It's coming up this Thursday. And coming up this Wednesday, I'm going to be doing a video and book signing at Brave New Books down off Guadalupe on the drag, right at the end of the drag, folks. you know, the southerly area of the drag. I'll be there 7 to 9 o'clock. So I hope to see you there as well, Brave New Books. Right now, let's go to Jeffrey, then John, then Cheryl, and others. Jeffrey, you're on the air. Thanks for holding for over an hour.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to know if this is coincidence or if the timings actually match up. I had heard that George Bush claimed a sore stomach and he couldn't go to the meeting. And where did, I don't know if you've...
Well, people get sore stomachs. I mean, his dad vomited all over the Japanese prime minister, so, yeah. I mean, you know, people do that.
Well, I was just wondering if it was coincidental with C4, that the people with C4, I mean, could that have possibly been...
You know, Bush actually... Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, I can't keep track of all this. It's you, the listeners. Thank you for holding all that time to tell me that. You know what? Bush was missing the morning with the stomach ache at the G8 when the U.S. agents tried to sneak in bombs and the Germans caught them last week. And then we saw it in the German news and reported on it. That was the same day, and I think it was the same time. My God, our government may have been planning to kill a bunch of people at the G8. I know the feds tried to fly a plane into the Capitol on 9/11, but that got shot down when the Happy Hooligans didn't follow orders and went ahead and shot it down. Oh, my God. See, this is incredible. By the way, CNN reported that it was an inside job at the Samara Mosque bombing, but then they pulled it down. They didn't retract, they pulled it down. Of course, who even knows what a Samara Mosque is? You just heard Al-Qaeda did something, didn't you? Oh, Al-Qaeda's going to hit me. And they're getting rid of your sovereignty, aren't they? And they're destroying your dollar. Al-Qaeda's doing that. No, you're filthy, degenerate. Government's doing that. It isn't your government. You'll find out soon enough, though. Go ahead and laugh out there. Let's go ahead and I am angry, folks. I'm trying to control myself here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Canada. John in British Columbia. Go ahead.
I had a comment and question about the Oklahoma City bombing. I was reading some of the documents in this Trinity lawsuit against the FBI.
Yes, government op. Mm-hmm.
And Terry Nichol was saying that he had some further information that he was afraid to release through the mail. They thought it would be confiscated about the case. Is it possible for you to get an interview with Terry Nichol in that?
No, we have tried. So has George Norrie. I've interviewed the guy that was able to get in because he's a lawyer. And he did name that McVeigh was a black op and that he was basically patsied. We already knew all that and confirmed it. But that's been in AP and a few major newspapers, but hasn't been a big national story.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'd just be great to hear it from the horse's mouth, you know?
We have been trying. See, when he tried to go to John Ashcroft with the fact that it was a Clinton operation, he was barred from seeing the media. Then he was only able to get a lawyer in who got the recorded deposition but not videotaped. Now Jesse Trinity has tried to get that interview and has been told no. So that's where that stands right now. Cheryl in France. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. We're just talking about what you said. There was someone, a junior officer who had worked for the White House at the time, who was interviewing McVeigh and who had a very, very, a death. She was murdered, and they never found her, and then they found, like, a bone or something about it.
Well, a lot of people were murdered. Of the year, Terrence Yakey was there and saw the feds and the bombs seconds after the blast and saw the VATF and bombed her. Takes 30 minutes to put on. They told him, shut up or we'll kill you. His last call was to his partner. He said, I'm being followed by some feds. They took him out, tortured him real good to death.
Yeah, they said he committed suicide, but I don't know how many...
Shooting himself in the back of the head repeatedly and slitting his wrist and stabbing himself.
Okay, I'm calling about the immigration bill, because you've been speaking about it, and I've been reading up on it. And since then, I've written my senator, I've sent mails out to all my family. And everyone just sort of, you know, tells me, oh, well, it's not going to pass. And, you know, when President Bush comes out and says, I'll meet you at the signing, and everybody's just like, you know, the guy cheated twice to get elected. You know, he has no qualms about cheating to get...
But he's a conservative, so it's all right. Yes, he did cheat, but Gore also took a dive and so did his cousin, Kerry, Bush's cousin, on 9 sides of the family. Yes, there's that many sides. Every angle, they're related. Just everywhere you look, they're related. Look into it, MSNBC. Their third cousins, 14th cousins, 12, it just goes on and on. But 9 different angles that they're related. And, of course, fraternity mates and all the rest of it, totally staged. Oh, no, they don't stage anything. Everything's trustworthy. The government loves you. You know, Fox News isn't behind the Hillary campaign giving her money. And, you know, everything's wonderful. Just go back to sleep, America. The liberals will get you if you don't give up all your rights. Let's go ahead and talk to... Lindsay in Victor, Idaho, you're on the air. Hi. Lindsay, got to jump if you're not there. Okay, sorry about that. Alex in Virginia, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
This is Lindsay from Victor.
All righty.
Okay.
Listen, I lost your call there, sir. We got to move quick here. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how we doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I got a good question for you. If the NAU is supposed to go through by 2010, how much longer are they going to go and allow us to have gun control?
Well, let's explain, sir. They use all these little semantical tactics. They keep reintroducing the bill and saying it's dead to make everybody be calm and quit calling and stop the lobbying so they can ram it through. Okay, that's a tactic they've used on NAFTA, on GATT. It's a tactic they used on the campaign finance bill, which actually reduced our free speech and doubled the money big corporations could give. That's a tactic. And then,
you know, that's like the lady just before this. She had said that, you know, that people just don't believe that amnesty bill is going to pass. Well, now it's the same way the guy at work say to me that they just don't believe that gun control will ever be.
Oh, my God. That was the top story. I forgot. I was really frustrated all day here, and I knew there was something I was forgetting, and it's here in my stack, and it's driving me crazy. The biggest gun control bill since the 1968 Gun Control Act was passed, massive restrictions on gun ownership, massive federalization of it. Type into Google. I can't find it. It was in my stack here. Where is it? Jeez, I can't find it. Type into Google, NRA and gun control groups team up. That should bring it up. It was on Prison Planet Monday and Tuesday. We tried to warn people Monday they were about to pass it after the Virginia shooting. And see, it needs to be a post-traumatic stress, anything. They're giving everybody psychological designations now. You can't own guns. But the key is it brings in federal control and federal funds, start federalizing things. And, of course, the NRA supported the 68 Gun Control Act. Did that stop gun crime? No. It's about going after citizens. And Governor Pataki suing gun manufacturers. If he wins, it could shut down the industry nationwide. Again, a Republican. We're under massive attack. The NRA is a Judas goat there to make sure we lose. See, that's how they operate, folks. Okay, just like Fox News is behind the Clintons. We are out of time. I'll see you back here next week, and I'll see you coming up Thursday night at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 7 o'clock for two sneak peeks of two new films I got coming out. God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.